Previously on the Loyal Littles podcast.
Let's flip this one. What's the worst movie you've ever seen?
Oh, there was a Bruce Willis movie that was so strange and goofy.
Stop
no,
it,
no,
Roxy.
Not Die Hard. Before. No, no. That's the best Christmas movie ever.
Welcome back to the Loyal Littles podcast
on the WTFC podcast network.
Hey, Roxy.
Hey, Chuck.
Hey, Littles. Roxy.
Yeah, Chuck.
6 days?
Oh,
is that what I'm asking because I'm like, is that right? Wednesday,
yes.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Well, I mean, if we don't count today, you know, I mean, today's already here. So we could say it's 5 days if we want.
Five days.
Littles, Chuck's in Buffalo. Where are my Buffalo peeps at? Let me know. I'm here all week. We open tonight at Shays, I forget the name of the theater, 710, something like that. It's at the, it's part of the complex here at the theater. So we're opening today. We close on Sunday. We're here all week, 7 shows. It's not about the shows, though. Don't worry about coming to see the shows. I mean, if you want to come see the shows, that'd be great. But I'd rather just hang out. Let's go to Anchor Bar. There's the, if there are Buffalo peeps listening, give me the info on this. There is an Anchor Bar about 4 blocks from my hotel. And I'm pretty sure that could be the original because I found out later in life that there was one I went, but you had to drive to it. And it was like off a little highway sort of thing. And I thought that was the original. And apparently it wasn't. So I don't know what's going on with that. All right, Roxy, when I created, when we created this podcast and we've always said it's for Loyal Littles, about Loyal Littles. Now, obviously, it's tied into the Tony Kornheiser show, obviously, because Tony's actually said this on his podcast a few times where it's about the Tony. It's not about the Tony Kornheiser show, but we like to intertwine, I guess is what I'm saying is. So based on yesterday's episode of The Big Show, I have one specific question for you, Roxy, because I think this is interesting. I think the listeners might want to know, what kind of toothpaste do you use? Now, notice I didn't say we use, right?
Right.
Okay, so because we don't use the same kind of toothpaste. Obviously, I know you didn't know this. This was a topic on yesterday's Big Show. So I'm kind of curious because I think it's kind of it accompanies. I guess that's the best way to say this. This podcast accompanies the Tony Kornheiser show, which we're going to get more into in a second. But go ahead. What kind of toothpaste do you use?
I use Crest 3D White.
3D White. Now, it's very specific, though. It's not just Crest.
No, I mean, I'll use Crest if it's there, but I typically buy 3D White.
Okay. Now, will you use anything but Crest?
Oh, yeah. If it's there. If I don't bring my own, then yes.
Well, that's not entirely what I mean. You're shopping. You're at the drugstore. Now, okay, so you're saying my question is, if it's not there, say they're out of Crest, will you wait till the next day to go somewhere else or, you know, that kind of thing? Or will you just be like, whatever?
I don't think I've really put that much thought into it, to be honest. I mean, I might go look and see if they've got a travel size available.
All right, so it sounds like you're pretty specifically into Crest.
But I will, you know, if I'm desperate, I will.
Well, of course. You know, right.
If I don't have any more toothpaste, you got to brush your teeth.
Right, of course.
So I will get whatever is there.
Okay. All right, fair enough. See, Littles, this is where we differ. Chuck here just gets whatever's on sale, gets the cheapest. If I can find toothpaste for 99 cents, I buy it. Now, it's funny. Because I think on The Big Show, they were saying Crest and Colgate are the only two big, you know, is there any other type of tooth? And I'm like, hello, I will go to the bottom of the barrel and get, is it AIM? Is that
AIM?
Okay. That's what I usually find. AIM gel for 99 cents. Arm & Hammer also has a type of toothpaste.
They do.
And then what's the one I really liked? Aquafresh as a kid. Cause you know, that appealed to kids because it had had the green, red, and white all swirled together. And now I have a question for you, Roxy. So that's the answer for me. I will use whatever. So if I'm, I try not to use yours because we've never had this conversation. So this is the first time we're having this conversation, actually. I just thought it was hilarious when I heard it on The Big Show. I'm like, you know, we should discuss this on our podcast because I try not to use yours because I thought you were so specific. Like, I don't care and I'll use whatever. So I buy my own. And like I said, it's whatever's on sale and the cheapest. And I just thought it was funny when they were also talking about prices. They were saying $4 to $5 for a tube. And I'm like, I can find it. I'll hold out for the 99 cents. I really will.
Yeah.
I can usually find it somewhere for 99 cents. Even if it's at a dollar store, I'll buy it. Okay. Now that we got the toothpaste out of the way, there was also something else on The Big Show. It's actually been on the last couple episodes, but yesterday specific, there was an email And it was from episode 28, John Fitzpatrick, who we just, our last episode, we featured one of his jingles. So he's been in the news, I guess we would say. And Tony was trying to pronounce, as most littles know, he moved from the DC area out to Colorado. And apparently Tony's been having trouble pronouncing the name of his town, just like the lake town up in Michigan. And so Tony actually read his email and then he said, quote, "I think I got that right, but I'm not sure," end quote. So I thought, you know, as we said, this podcast accompanies the big show. And, you know, I know we forgot to say this at the top of the episode, Roxy, but jam-packed today. We know what that means. Everyone, please welcome back to the podcast, episode 28, John Fitzpatrick. Hey, John, how's it going?
It's great. It's so great to hear from you both. Hope you're well.
Yeah.
I mean, well, you know, we've said, I came up with this new saying just today about how we accompany the big show, the Tony Kornheiser podcast. And I thought, what better way to do that? Now, we're going to tease where you live and how we say it, because we're going to get it right from the horse's mouth here, Littles, okay?
Yes.
But first, based on yesterday's episode, we also want to know, it's kind of silly, what kind of toothpaste do you use?
I am a Colgate man.
A Colgate man. Okay. All right. You know, Roxy, I think this might be a new fun, dumb, fast question.
Yeah.
You know, Colgate or Crest, I feel like, are the two. But that's there's so many other options, as we just went into. I'm a whatever's on sale. So I'll use...
You're a 9.7.
I'll use AIM. I'll use, what was the one I liked? The Aquafresh.
Uh-huh.
I used to like that as a kid. But anyway, so, okay, so now we know that. These are the important things that the Littles want to know about our
Critical.
Guests. Okay. And Littles, like we said, if you haven't heard John's episode yet, go back. It's called Fitzmagic to Do, or Fitzmagic for You. Fitzmagic to Do, I think.
We've got Fitzmagic to Do.
Oh, we've got Fitzmagic to Do. I knew it was something like that from Pippin. And, you know.
I think I'm in the top 20.
Oh. Yes, you are, definitely. Episode 28, for sure. Absolutely. You know, I have to say, you hold a dear place in my heart, especially with the Rangers just winning the World Series, because you gave me something. Do you remember what you sent me after your episode?
I do.
It's been like 2 years ago. Yeah, I still cherish this. Littles, he sent a picture of Ted Williams in his Washington Senators jersey or coat or whatever it was.
Yep.
From when he managed the Washington Senators, who are now, of course,
yes.
the Texas Rangers, who finally won a World Series. So it's just all these little
yes.
things that bring up these real warm, fuzzy memories for me. And I just, I still will never forget that. So just thank you. Let's catch up.
Well,
how have you been? And more importantly, let's rip the Band-Aid off. Where the hell do you live now?
Arvada, Colorado.
All right. Well, the reason we bring that up was literally because Tony's quote on the podcast yesterday was, "I think I got that right, but I'm not sure." So I believe he had that.
Well, he had, yes, I believe he had that. Exactly
well, after
right.
The fact.
Of course, he introduced another controversy, if you're listening closely. Is it Michiganders or Michiganders?
Oh.
Because he did both of them. So one of the things that's funny is that I did not know I would flummox him by simply moving to a suburb of Denver. But each time he has read an email, it's, "I'm either in Arvada or Arvada." And he couldn't be more wrong, right? That's neither of those two things.
Right.
And then there's just after he solves Lake Orion, now there's a new controversy. Somebody else can, maybe Ed Butt can come in and
yeah,
and
we'll find someone else to come in and solve that.
Michiganders.
Right. Absolutely.
So
it's the little things that we love that bring us all together,
indeed.
I guess is how I'll say it.
Indeed.
But how's everything else been going? We haven't talked to you in almost 2 years, it seems like.
Yeah. No, it's great. Arvada is between Boulder and Denver. It's right up against the foothills. Right now, which are gorgeous because they're snow-capped as you look west. So loving that. And listen to the shows and stay in touch as I did, but from a healthy distance from D.C. in my former life.
Right.
So it's good.
Right. Well, we're definitely going to look you up when we get out there because Roxy still wants to head out there. I don't know if you know this part, but I bought Roxy's engagement ring in Denver, in downtown Denver, at a private little ring store. So
excellent.
Yeah. So she kind of wants to go and see that and where I got it and where it all began and stuff like that.
My ring is from Denver and I've never been to Denver.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Well, you've got to look me up. Hopefully you have better luck than KJ. KJ and I, she's been through a couple of times, and we have not connected
yet.
I have not been to her hometown, but she's been near mine. And so reach out, and at least I'll help you find cool places to go.
Definitely.
I do know a few of those now that I've been here a bit.
Absolutely. And quick shout out, KJ Onstad, episode 21. Definitely top 20. It's called Beetlejuice. And for those of you that know what that is, you know what it is. If you know, you know. So go back and hit these both these episodes very early, 21 and 28.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
It's been forever. We'll have to try to get KJ on too again sometime. All right. Something else we really wanted to touch upon real quick. I'm not sure if you even know this. We're trying to bring the jingles back. And actually, the last episode we just did, you probably don't even know this, we featured one of your jingles. And it was
really,
yeah, it was the one. It's one of my favorites. Summer of 69. Do you remember that one?
Yes. One of my favorites as well.
Yeah. So we've been bringing them back from littlesongs.net, and we just kind of recap them. And so we're going to plop those in. Now, you're not really writing jingles anymore, though, are you?
Well, I'm not recording them. But what happens every now and again is I'll write one. Mm-hmm. And I'll maybe write 2/3 of it and not come back to it.
Gotcha.
And not finish it. So there's a lack of momentum on my part, maybe on the show's part. But I still think of them because the stupidity that generates jingles still exists on the big show.
Absolutely.
And I'm like, really? You know, the things that are aggravating or amusing. Tony, whenever he interjects and tells somebody their cell phone is breaking up, it drives me nuts because what is that person supposed to do?
Right.
Right.
And I wrote 2/3 of breaking up is what phones do.
Oh my gosh.
And I never finished it and never.
Oh. All right. That's your homework. So. You got to finish that. We will absolutely air that. That sounds like a lot. That's so part. It's so true. Like, I guess maybe they could pull over if they're driving. But I mean, in my opinion, they shouldn't be doing that anyway. They shouldn't. I mean, I know it's legal. I'm just saying you should just pull over and take the call, you know, kind of thing. That sounds brilliant.
The notes app on my phone is littered with me voice to texting portions of a song.
Excellent. Idea
of that song. And then it's like when you wake up from a dream and you're like, oh, that really wasn't such a great dream after all. Then I go back into my phone and I look at it. And I'm like, no, that's really not funny. I'm not going to do that. So. But that was the way it used to work back in the day. I just run through, you know, you just run through them all and put them all up on the sides.
Well, I was going to say, Littles, I highly recommend this because, you know, Chuck being a musician, I geeked out. I remember this. Episode 28, go back, listen to John Fitzpatrick's interview with us. He goes into, because I pick your brain about that. Back in the day, that was the first thing I talked about with the jingle writers. I'm like, what's your process? How do you do it? How do you do it so quickly? Things like that. And it was a great interview. We really appreciate you taking the time to come on. And really appreciate you taking the time for 5 Mediocre Minutes today to come on and get to the bottom of exactly how to say the town you're in. And we can confirm to Tony. Maybe we'll write in and tell him how right he was and stuff like that. But we thought this would be the perfect accompany to yesterday's episode. So thanks a lot.
Well, sure. And more far, far beyond mediocre for me. It was a terrific surprise to hear from you. And a chance to wish you both well.
They're always better than mediocre, but that's what we call it because we think it's fun and we really appreciate the time.
It was a blast.
All right, Roxy, how much fun is that?
Oh, so fun.
I mean,
always a pleasure.
Yeah. I mean, those are so much fun. I think we need to do that more often. The hard part is it's tricky matching up schedules and things like that.
Oh, of course.
But getting to go back and revisit the Littles that we've interviewed years ago, it's so much fun. Well, speaking about amazing Littles, we got another one coming up. So don't go anywhere because it is now time to
meet the Littles.
Hi, this is Adam Jameson from Pittsburgh, Kansas, and this is the Loyal Littles Podcast on the WTFC Podcast Network.
Played in by good friend of the podcast and episode 20, so definitely in the top 20, Jason Fuse. And this song is called I Don't Want More, I Want Better. Now, if you like what you hear, you can find all his stuff on the usual platforms, Bandcamp, Spotify, iTunes. Just search Jason Fuse. That's J-A-S-O-N-F-U-S-E. Please, please, please also give him a follow over on Twitter. It is at Judo Fuse. That's J-U-D-O-F-U-S-E. And as always, we will play the full song, I Don't Want More, I Want Better, at the end of the podcast. They say turn the page. I say throw the whole book away. All right, all you loyal littles, it's now time to
meet the littles.
And Roxy.
Yeah, Chuck.
You ready for some like Southern home cooking, I guess I'll say?
Southern charm, absolutely.
All right, Southern charm, that's a good way to put it. And it's funny because they're from a town that I've been to many times. And I love the town. I hate the theater. We'll get into that. Please welcome to the podcast, Jessica Gatch. Hey, Jessica, how's it going?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. How are y'all doing today?
Good. I love it already. Good. How y'all doing? I love it. So you said you're in Asheville, North Carolina, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
All right.
All right. The heart of it.
Yeah. No, this is going to be great. But first, what we like to do is turn it right over to you. Why don't you introduce yourself to all the loyal littles out there? Tell us a little something about yourself.
Yeah, all right. My name is Jessica Gatch. I'm from Bradenton, Florida originally. I moved up to Asheville after I graduated college because I know it will sound weird, but I'm really not a big fan of the beach. And I just love the mountains up here. And I followed my brother and sister-in-law after they moved up here. So.
Ah, excellent. So where'd you go to school?
Yeah, I went to school at everyone's favorite UCF. It's famous for UCF. We call it You Can't Finish. I ended up majoring in liberal studies because that was the only thing I could get courses in to graduate in enough time. So whatever works.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Now, is that what you originally wanted to go for, though?
Oh, no. I wanted to go for film, but it's notorious. It's a notorious hard program to get into. And I couldn't pass the typing test. I can't type fast enough. And that was one of the prereqs. So.
Really? Oh.
Yeah.
What type of film, though? Like directing or behind the scenes? What are you talking about?
Yeah, behind the scenes. I always liked screenwriting, so.
Ah, okay.
It would have been screenwriting.
That's so interesting. I would never think about that, though. Like, to have to type so many words per minute to just even get in the program. That's kind of stupid, don't you think?
Yeah, it's Florida. What do you want?
I mean, it's funny now that I'm thinking about it. It kind of makes sense. But if we're talking about like what's inside you and the artistic side of it, what do we care how fast you get it out on the typewriter? You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, you did have to show artistic. I mean, because of limited access, so you did have to show some kind of artistic thing to be accepted. But I didn't even make it that far, so.
Ah, that's too bad. Now, do you still do stuff like that at all? I mean, up in North Carolina, do you do any theater or anything like that?
I have a friend that lives out in Chicago, and we've been writing some. We've been entering some competitions, but, you know, we haven't really gotten anything yet, so.
Yeah, but that's great that you're doing it. Interesting. All right. So how long have you been up in Asheville?
Since 2014. So maybe almost 20 years now, I think.
Oh, wow.
That's probably kind of why I get the accent comes through now, even though I don't hear it, but others people do. I try not to say mash the buttons too much, though, as they say around here.
Okay.
Now,
I don't want to call you out on the math, but you did say 2014?
2004. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Look at that. I'm already messing up my math.
No, that's okay. That's all right. I just wanted to make sure. It's like, I mean, we didn't want Dina from Damascus getting down on me because I was like, wait, that math doesn't work.
No,
but math is hard. It's
2004.
Okay, that's great.
And maybe I wanted it to be younger, so 2004.
Yeah, right. All right, and now this is interesting, too, because now I'm trying to think. North Carolina, Now, you have the Carolina Panthers, things like that. But do you have a favorite sport? What's your favorite team and stuff like that?
I'm pretty loyal to the teams I grew up with down in Florida. Okay. So my first love is always going to be basketball, and it's going to be Orlando Magic. But I've been more ever since T-Mobile, since they gave us free MLB. Tampa Bay Rays. I've been following them for a while.
Oh, okay.
Probably since I grew up a Yankee fan because my dad was a Yankee fan. But when we got the Rays in 98, I fully converted over to being a 98 or in a Tampa Bay Rays.
Gotcha. Well, and Tampa has Tampa's the minor league, spring training and stuff like that. I'm pretty sure it takes.
Yeah, yeah.
But like I said, there's really not much up in North Carolina, so.
Well, we have the Asheville Tours.
Ah, okay.
The minor league team.
Yep.
For the Houston Astros. I don't like to say that too loud, but yeah, that's who they are.
That's Roxy's favorite team.
Minor league affiliate for.
So what would you say your favorite sport is? Basketball?
Oh, yeah. I actually played basketball as a kid. So I've always been a fan ever since my dad put a basketball hoop up in our front driveway. So I was never very good at it. I made it to the JV level, but that's about it.
And this is all down in Florida, I assume.
Yeah, Manatee High School.
And what do you do now up in Asheville?
I'm a buyer for ice cream for a supermarket up here.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're listening.
So every time ice cream gets brought up on the show, I kind of know what's going on and what they're talking about.
Well, that's what I was just thinking. I'm like, so where do we fall on the coffee ice cream situation? What do you think is the best kind?
Yeah, you know, I'm not really a coffee ice cream either.
I hate coffee ice cream.
However,
right.
That's every time he brings up coffee ice cream, there's a line from a show I used to watch called Alias, where it's not going to be a spoiler. Well, it's probably be a spoiler, but it's over 10 years now. Where the main character, Jennifer Gardner, figures out that her roommate is a clone because the clone likes coffee and ice cream, and Francie does not like coffee ice cream, and then they get in a big fight.
That's
physical
hilarious.
And stuff.
I did not know
this. So every time coffee ice cream brings up, I always think of that quote from Alias, Francie doesn't like coffee ice cream.
Okay, but so can we go more into this, though? I'm genuinely interested in this. So what do you buy for a company, or what do you do?
Yeah, I buy for a company. I buy for the stores that they have.
But so, what's your top? What's your favorite? Is it Ben & Jerry's? Is it Haagen-Dazs? Where are we going with that?
Oh, it's Ben & Jerry's because I like the chocolate ones. They got fudge brownie cosmic and all that. Anything chocolate, I'm going to eat it.
Okay, gotcha.
Nice. Yeah.
And what's one of the lower ones? I shouldn't say they're lower, but because Roxy, what's the one what's the one you hate? Is it Turtle Hill or something like that? Turkey Hill.
Turkey Hill. Yeah.
And
it's not so great.
Briars. What else is there? I'm trying to think.
I love
Briars. Ones. But so what's your favorite out of those, the lower end ones?
Oh, unfortunately, it's going to be Turkey Hill.
See, Roxy?
That's okay. That's okay.
I mean, most times for Chuck, it's just what's on sale. You know, I mean, it's like,
yeah,
those are
correct.
The ones. And I know I'm missing a few. There's some really blatant. Now, what about Tillamook?
Yeah.
What about Tillamook? Are you a fan of that?
Yeah, I am a fan of Tillamook. That's the one I was trying to remember before.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. Yeah, Tillamook.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am a fan of Tillamook.
Okay, because I just recently had it about a year ago for the first time, and it was just so thick and creamy. But in some ways, that was good because it was more filling and it fills you up quicker. So you don't need as much, hopefully.
Yes.
Now, Roxy, you've had that too, right?
I have, yep.
Because I wasn't with you when I had it, so that's why I couldn't remember.
Right.
I've been trying to find this McConnell's that he's talking about on the show, but I can't find it or find a supplier for it around here. So.
Right. Oh, that's so interesting.
But, of course, ultimately, it's not my decision. What we bring in, I have to listen to the bosses, so.
Right.
True. Right.
And is it just what sells best, or how does that work?
Yeah, what sells best? What people that give you, or the companies that give you the best deals,
right? Of course,
gross profit. Obviously, it's all about gross profit, really, in the end.
Yeah, so you can't just say I heard.
And
on
who
this...
can supply the product?
Right.
Yeah.
You can't say I heard on this podcast that Tillamook's the new thing. Can we start getting this in and stuff like that? They're just not going to buy it.
Yeah. So. I could probably push it if my boss gets a sample of it. I'm like, oh yeah, I've heard that's really good from sources online or something. Reddit. I'll just throw Reddit out there.
Now that's an interesting thought. Now do you get to go out and test different ice creams and stuff like that?
Well, they actually send it to my boss to try. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Every once in a while he'll let you test it. But.
Okay. See, that's not a bad gig. Roxy, you'd actually like that. That'd be a good side hustle for you, I think, testing ice cream, don't you think?
Absolutely.
What's your favorite again? It's Ben & Jerry's, what is it called? American Country? Yeah.
Yes.
I can never remember the name of that. Jessica, what is your favorite Ben & Jerry's? Just anything chocolate, you said?
Yeah, anything chocolate. I think it's the fudge brownie core one. It might be my favorite one. Don't ask me to name their funky names, though.
Yeah, Chunky Monkey, isn't that one? Something like that?
Yeah, Funky Monkey.
Yeah. How about fish food? Are you a fish food fan?
No, I'm not. It's too much going on. Too much.
But it's got the little chocolate fishy swimming inside. It's like,
no.
I mean, we know Tony would hate that because he hates anything with all that gook in it, he says. You know, all the just stuff. He doesn't like that. Yeah. But well, listen, we still need to get into that, speaking of Tony. So let's take a quick break, but don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with
Meet the Littles.
This is the Loyal Littles Podcast with Chuck and Doxy. And Keith Ammerman.
Keith Ammerman.
Welcome back to the Loyal Littles Podcast. And Roxy, we're lucky enough to have Jessica Gatch with us. I love that. It's an easy name to pronounce. Can we just start there?
Yeah, I know. And it's funny because of my boss. He always seems to pronounce it wrong. He always pronounces it like Gaetch. And one time I was in like a Zoom meeting. I'm like, yeah, he says Jessica Gaetch. And I'm like, is he talking about me? Because I've never heard anyone pronounce my name like Jessica Gaetch.
I'm like, there's no I in
and
there.
I'm like, I guess he's talking about me.
Wow.
That's I guess that's how people from Wisconsin pronounce my name. But
oh, wow. Okay. Interesting.
That's funny.
All right. Well, Jessica, we didn't get to do this in the first half. So how did you become a Littles? I mean, that's what brings us all together here, really. And tell us about your Tony fandom, stuff like that.
Yeah, well, obviously, I started watching them on PTI. I was really been a fan since the podcast days, obviously. And I started it, you know, I started listening to podcasts like any millennial does. I listened to the murder ones, but, you know, those get depressing. And I probably shouldn't listen to much of them as I should. So I was watching PTI and he always talks about his podcast. I'm like, I'll give that one a shot. Let's just see. And I put it on and it was instant connection. I just fell in love with it.
Yeah. So did you ever happen to get up to Chatter?
Oh, no. I was planning on go to the Jingle Fest this year. I had everything booked and I had my flight and I figured out how to get the public transportation from the flight to the hotel, and I was all set. But unfortunately, my mom fell ill 3 weeks before I was supposed to go. So,
Well, next time, and I don't know if we're going to be able to get down there next year for Jingle Fest or not. We don't even know what's going on with Jingle Fest yet, but
who knows?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, what about Summer of Littles? Anything like that?
Oh, yeah, I've done the Summer of Littles up here for I think the last maybe 3 years. Yeah, it's got to be 3 years. And I was very excited. We had two people show up this year.
Oh, wow.
I had a bunch of my mates with me, and I told them, like, hey, they don't watch the show, obviously. I was like, hey, just keep yelling cheesery at people until someone seems to recognize us. And every time a car would pull in, I was like, I might try it again. And then this couple pulled up, and they were driving a Subaru. I'm like, don't try it on them. They're driving a Subaru. Obviously, not Littles. But my friend did it anyways, and they yelled the teasery back. I'm like, oh, all right. Finally, I'll take it.
So were you hosting the event?
Yes. Yes, I was. I've been trying forever to meet Loyal Littles, and these are the first ones I've ever met. And it was very, very exciting to me. I wear my Tony Kornheiser shirt and hats and everywhere I go just to see if I can get a little teasery or a... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, ever since I've been on tour, I've been wearing specifically my Chatter shirt on travel days, just in case at some random truck stop, I'm going to run into a Little or something like that. And I just keep thinking how much fun that would be.
These are the first time it happened. It was very exciting. Someone else who understood La Teaserie, and I don't have to explain it five times to five different people. So it was awesome.
Exactly. Oh, that's great. Well, and then maybe next year they'll tell two friends and it'll get even bigger. And just from there, you just keep building. Yeah. So, because there's got to be other Littles down in the Asheville area, I'm sure.
They are, because I've heard them write in.
Yes.
And one of them that writes in always says he's going to come to the Summer Littles, and he never shows up. And he was the one that wrote, he was the vet that wrote in about Chessie and her pooping problems.
Aww.
I feel like we've had a Little on here too from Asheville, another one. Of course, off the top of my head, I can't think of it. But well, we'll keep an ear out for you and try to hook you up. But as you know, we can't let you go without some fun, dumb questions. We hope that's okay.
Yeah, let's hit it.
All right. Roxy, what do you got?
All right. If you could be a cartoon character for a week, who would you want to be?
Oh, for a week, it's Scooby Scooby. I've got to go out there and solve some mysteries. Nice. It's Scooby Scooby, and I have to eat some Scooby snacks.
Scoob. Now, I'm guessing you probably haven't listened to all our podcasts, but there is one in particular where I mention what we used to call Scooby snacks on the road. I don't need to go into it again, but...
I'll find that one then.
Okay. I was referring to the Annie tour that I was on, and So,
okay.
Anyway,
all right. No problem.
What's the scariest movie you've ever seen?
Favorite scary movie of all time. I hate watching it, It's a fire in the sky. I don't know if you know of it.
No.
It's about, it's supposedly the true life story of Travis Walton. He was said he got abducted by aliens. I don't really like to talk about it because I always, aliens freak me out. And I don't want them to come for me. And sometimes it keeps me up at night thinking they're coming. So I don't usually watch those kind of movies at during nighttime.
So Roxy, what's yours? Is it like Aladdin? What's the scariest movie you've ever seen?
It has to be probably any of the like Red Dragon.
Oh, okay. But that's, so it's not like Jaws.
I mean, Jaws was pretty scary. Yeah, Glory was pretty scary.
No, but you're right. I made you watch Red Dragon and Silence of the Lambs.
Silence of the Lambs, never again.
You still
never
haven't seen Hannibal. I think you should just go for it and get it all out.
Nope.
All right. All right, Roxy, what's next?
All right. What three famous people, living or dead, would you want at your fantasy dinner party?
Ooh, we're going to go off with Nathan Hale. Obviously, okay. Not the greatest American spy, but the Connecticut state hero,
yes.
Nathan Hale. Who else would I want? Oh, going with my favorite basketball player, Dennis Scott, for sure. Let's go with Susie Izzard.
Ah.
It's or Eddie Izzard, but yeah.
Yeah, right. Excellent. Okay. All right. If you could squirt one condiment out of your finger, what would it be?
Ranch dressing all day. Excellent. Yeah.
That's a good one. That's probably my second.
Nice. Yeah.
I'm trying to think now. Would that be my second? Yeah, probably. Could be. Yeah.
All right. What do you think is the greatest invention of all time?
It's TV. I know. Mm-hmm. I love TV. It's my thing. I know it's a lazy answer, but that's what it would be.
That's a good answer.
Love it.
What's the one movie you love so much that you know you will be best friends with another person just by them loving it as well?
The Fugitive.
Ah.
Oh.
I can quote that movie, Roxy, all day.
See?
Good one.
Roxy knows exactly what you're talking about because I made her watch it about a month ago.
Oh, I just love that movie.
And we watched the sequel, too.
We did.
Oh, U.S. Marshals.
Yeah.
Not too bad.
Nope. Yeah.
But no Fugitive. But yeah, not too bad. Not too bad.
Not too bad.
All right. If you could time travel, where or when would you go?
I'm going to say the future.
Any particular, do you have a random date, you think?
Oh, yeah, I guess I should just watch that Netflix show, Bodies, and they went to 2053, so we'll say 2053.
All right.
Okay.
Just enough to get enough information
on
the stock market and do a Back to the Future and get rich. That's the dream.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
All right, what group of kids would you want to hang out with? The kids from E.T., Goonies, Stand By Me, The Sandlot, Stranger Things, or The Little Rascals?
Oh, it's E.T., even though they scare me, it's going to be E.T., because he's friendly, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's some easy pieces.
Yeah, absolutely.
And hang out with him.
All right, Roxy, one more.
All right. If you could host Saturday Night Live, who would you want to introduce as your musical guest?
I'm going to go for a band I love. It's called Silver Sun Pickups. I think more people should know who they are. So
Silver Sun Pickups.
Yes.
Okay. Are they local?
They're out of California.
Oh, okay.
No, they're out of California, and their name is actually from a liquor store, if I'm getting this right, that they had their rehearsal hall like right across from this liquor store, and it was called Silver Sun Pickups, and that's what the name they went with.
Wow. Nice. Interesting.
I think their best hit was like Lazy Eye. I think that's the one people most recognize, if I'm not mistaken. But
okay. All right, Roxy, let's do some rapid fire.
All right. Coke or Pepsi?
Pepsi.
Pancakes or waffles?
Oh, waffles. Perfect bites.
Yep.
Smooth or crunchy peanut butter?
I started with crunchy, but later in my life, it seems to be smooth.
Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Trek.
Cake or pie?
Pie.
Uranus jokes, not funny or never not funny?
They're never not funny all damn day on those Uranus jokes.
Excellent. All right, well, let's end there. Jessica, can't thank you enough for coming on to Meet the Littles. This has been fantastic. Now, is there anything we can plug for you, and how can people get in touch with you if you want to be gotten in touch with?
Yeah, I got nothing to plug, but if you really need to reach me, you can try Twitter. My handle is SeaQuestCB,
okay.
After the greatest show ever, and I'm on Facebook with just my name.
All right,
excellent. Hanging out there for people to find.
Well, that's great. And as an homage to the big show, we'll get you out of here on this.
Over or under?
Over.
All right.
Well, Jessica, thanks again for coming on to Meet the Littles. We really appreciate the time.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Y'all have a good one.
All right, all you loyal listeners.
We'll be right back.
This is Brad Weiss, and you're listening to the Loyal Littles Podcast on the WTFC Podcast Network.
Tony went to Arizona for the game. He missed his bagel city breakfast every day. The missing food would ruin his mood. The oatmeal squares were poor.
Yeah. Lunch was also troublesome for him to get, but ESPN brought an answer to the set. A sandwich that he hadn't had since 1994.
A local color, gold and green, endorsed on air by RG3.
Tony thought he'd eat a Subway sandwich.
Yes, he loved to eat a Subway sandwich, packed with vegetables to crunch. A sub would make an awesome lunch.
Looking forward to a Subway sandwich. Yes, he'd love to eat a Subway sandwich. It had bread and turkey and pickles and peppers, no cheese. They brought a trailer for the crew to get the grub, and Tony salivated at what was to come. But soon he'd find, losing his mind, all the sandwiches were gone.
There was a Subway in the mall at Fashion Square, but Tony didn't want to set a foot in there. A food court trip could make him flip. The whole thing just seemed wrong.
Kalila offered to go and fetch, but Tony said he'd rather quetch.
So he didn't get a Subway sandwich.
No, he didn't get a Subway sandwich. Two bags of sunchips were all he had. It left him feeling really mad.
For he didn't get a Subway sandwich. No, he didn't get a Subway sandwich.
It would have had cucumbers and the peppers and some lettuce and tomatoes, onions and some spinach and a little mashed potato.
I'm just hungry, I don't care if I lose a lot of weight like Jared.
What the heck's that sneaky sauce?
Oh, and you can hold the honey mustard. Yes, you can hold the honey mustard. Hey, where'd everybody go? Still trying to place my order here, guys.
Welcome back to the Loyal Littles Podcast, and thank you, Jessica Gatch, for coming on to meet the Littles. Now, this jingle, Roxy, this was one of my favorites back in the day. This premiered in 2015, and it's called Tony's Sandwich from Joseph's Coat of Many Colors from Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. Now, have you you've seen that show, right?
I haven't really seen it, but I know enough about it to know that.
It's so clever. So I wanted to acknowledge it was a collaboration between Elliot Olshansky, episode 111, and then Jerry Negrelli in Annandale, episode TBD, hopefully. And I believe it's his wife, Michelle. I believe it's Michelle in Annandale as well. And I'm pretty sure that's his wife. I've met her a few times, but it's been very brief at Jingle Fest.
And,
so the three of them did that together. It's a parody from Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. One of my favorites. I'll never forget the day that came out because he was out there and he was going on and on, days on, about the Subway situation out there. And I know there was gift cards involved, things like that. But that was just an oldie but a goodie. So I wanted to pull that one out from the archives and get it in here because, like we said, that's what we're doing now. We're trying to bring the jingles back here. You know, we said call the jinglers if you want to send them in here. Hopefully we won't get in trouble for playing them. I guess there's a big reason on the big show. There's got to be a specific reason because we know Tony loves the jingles. We know that. So we're going to bring some of the ones back. These are all I'm usually pulling. Let's give a shout out to littlesongs.net. That's where you can go and hear all these archive jingles. Jerry did a really good job with this website, and I'm sure, you know, people are all involved, like Joe Arrow and people like that, that try to keep this all going. So we appreciate that. Joe Arrow, episode 3. Don't forget about his interview. So, yeah, and let's get into some of our other stuff, Roxy. Now, again, accompanying, I love that this whole episode is about accompanying the big show. Yesterday on the big show, Roxy, now he sent me an email giving me a heads up. He knew this was going to be aired yesterday on the big show. Uh-huh. Glenn Winters, remember him? Episode 237, the opera composer.
Right.
Just shout out. Congrats on the mailbag theme. That was brilliant. And Tony loved it. So he's like, we're going to play that a lot. And he did it. It was a classical version, a Bach, you know, version. And so this is my plea. I might even try one. I what am I saying? I have no time to do that. But I think it would be clever, maybe just because I'm a music geek, but I think it would be clever, maybe challenge accepted by you, Glenn, to create one in different composer themes. Like, I think Mozart would be a new, because there's definitely, when you're doing composers, you definitely can hear, I guess the easiest way to explain it is like when you hear an Andrew Lloyd Webber show, you know it's Andrew Lloyd Webber, even though you might not know the tunes. Yeah,
they have a distinct style.
Exactly. And same thing with Sondheim. You hear it and you're like, I don't know this song, but it has to be by Stephen Sondheim. That kind of stuff. And so it was the same way back in the day. It was Bach. He had a certain style. Mozart had a, you know, they're all classical songs, but they're just specific styles. That's the best way I can say it. And so I think it would be clever to do one there. You know, Beethoven. Oh, actually, this one had Beethoven, I believe, in it. So it's just a little different. But congrats, Glenn. That was really great. Next, let's start here, Roxy. Let's start with our voice memos.
Hi, Chuck. Hi, Roxy. As someone who's been to several tapings of Jeopardy, I think I can shed some light on this situation. Alex Trebek was known for meticulously studying the clues before tapings and learning the pronunciations to the best of his ability. He didn't make too many mistakes, but he did, as does everyone who hosts Jeopardy, including, I'm sure today, Ken Jennings. When a mistake is made when they read a clue, they tend to just roll on as if nothing had happened and continue play of the game, as it doesn't usually affect the player's ability to answer, because the clues are also written on the board. Once the taping of the episode is done, they will go back and re-record any clues that have mispronunciations and drop them in editing, to make it look seamless. So, it's not that they never mispronounce anything, it's just that to us, the viewers at home, it looks like they never mispronounce anything.
So, how interesting is that, Roxy? I mean, one might say we took a page from Jeopardy for the podcast, because that's exactly what we do. We record in chunks sometimes, and if we catch something, we'll go back, and although a lot of times we leave it in, obviously, because Chuck mispronounces everything, I feel like. But that is really, so we're going to go with that's our information for life for this episode, knowing that, okay, so, I mean, rest in peace, Mr. Trebek, but, you know, he wasn't as perfect as we thought.
He's human.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it sounds like they all do that. But how interesting, because you're right, when you watch the show, it seems seamless, but to know that they literally, I bet you there's a great bloopers wheel because of that. You know, but like you said, it would only be the ones where it doesn't affect, because if it affects the answer, obviously that's not going to be fair. You know, if they.
Right.
Yeah. So it's just the ones that, you know, they just mispronounce one word or something like that. And then they go in and correct it. That's so funny. So thank you, Bobby Goffrey. Mm-hmm. Episode 12 for the voice memos. That's right, Littles. We do voice memos. So then we heard from Tim Cree, episode 107. He says Hudson Hawk is so bad. The only good part is David Caruso in a small, weird bit. Okay, you never saw Hudson Hawk, right?
No.
Yeah, I haven't either, so I don't know what he's talking about, and I don't know much about the movie, but it also sounds like it's not one that should go on the list if everyone's saying it's so bad. I don't know, sometimes though, you know, it could be so bad that you want to watch it. Does that make sense?
Sure, but
not when we have the holidays coming up. We've got, you know, Christmas specials to be watching and stuff, so.
Trees to give out.
Absolutely, trees to give out. All right, then we heard from DG. How about that? Regards, DG, episode 172, Littles. If you have not heard DG's episode, A, yes, he exists, and two, it's a fantastic episode, episode 172. He says, hope you and Roxy are well. I'm in Florida for the winter. Didn't know if you saw this or not. And he sent us the article, and I did hear of this, but I didn't watch the video yet. So thank you, DG, for sending this in. It was a clip from Bring Them Home, it's called, A Broadway Prayer. And so what it was, Broadway performers have recorded a rendition of the song Bring Him Home from the famed musical Les Miserables to draw attention to more than 200 people abducted and taken hostage by Hamas terrorists from Israel on October 7th. Now, what this reminds me of, because I saw the video, it reminds me of We Are the World. That was, I feel like, the first one. I don't know if like Live Aid and those things were before that, but those are the this was just like an in-studio recording, and they showed all the people taking place. Seth Radusky, Ariel Jacobs, who I did High School Musical with, she's now in a Broadway show. Jeremy Jordan, who we play softball with and stuff like that. There were so many people in this, and it was just such a great little thing. So thank you, DG, for sending that. I'll try to put the link for that article and video in the show notes so listeners can take a listen to that. Let's see, what else we got here? We had an email from Chris Campbell, episode 259. He says, Chuck, so, a Sheetz is more of an overlap with Royal Farms, home of the friend chicken Michael likes to talk about on The Big Show. Sheetz originated in Altoona, Pennsylvania, while Royal Farms was in Baltimore. However, both have spread throughout the Mid-Atlantic. We now have both in Gaithersburg, thanks to Mayor Judd Ashman, T.K. Little, who needs a Choksi number. Okay, we have to look into that. They actually had sheets in Frederick. Most sheets and Royal Farms have gas, but some are a convenience store only. Both require you to place the order at one counter and then go to the self-checkout area where you can also add convenience items. So the annoying part is if you just want to order that you can't pay there.
Right.
That's the annoying part.
Right.
Like if you don't want to add convenience items, now you have to go to, and sometimes you have to wait in a second line. It's annoying. That's the only thing I'd say bad about this. Otherwise, A plus for sheets. Anyway, he goes on. Sorry, I missed you in Frederick. I spent the evening shuffling the kids around watching Duke lose to Arizona on my phone. All Duke fan haters rejoice. Chris Campbell, episode 259. Now, we've had some updates. First of all, on my way to Buffalo, we hit not one, but two sheets on the way.
Oh.
It was exciting. Now, I only purchased the macaroni nuggets or whatever they're called one time, but they were so good. I got actually a little bit of everything.
A sampler?
Yeah. It was like the sampler platter where it came with like chicken nuggets, fried mozzarella sticks, and the macaroni and cheese nuggets, which are so tasty. Aww. So we have to find them. Now, we got another voice memo sort of about sheets. This is why I love this podcast, is we get so much information about this. We also heard from Dina in Damascus. It's episode 53, I believe.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, sheets is not just a Pennsylvania thing. There is a great sheets in fact, Frederick, Maryland. Sheets is wonderful. Sheets is better than Wawa, I have to say.
Okay, now, those might be fighting words. Now, Roxy, have you ever been to a Wawa?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Wawa is great.
Okay, and that's what the consensus on our tour is as well, because that's come up. Now, you haven't been to a sheet, so you can't even, let's not even go there. We're not going to have you compare the two because you can't. And I don't know. Dina's throwing down the gauntlet there, but we'll see. Maybe the littles will write in, and maybe that's another one we can add to our rapid fire questions. So I'm trying to take note of these, you know, toothpaste, you know, Wawa or sheets, just to see how many people even know what they are. You know, it depends where you are in the country. But it is good to know. I obviously knew that because, as I said, we hit two on the way to Buffalo. So they are all up.
Yeah.
It isn't just a Pennsylvania thing, obviously. So information for life again, I guess, is what we'll say. All right, Roxy, one last thing to get to before we get out of here is just another big thank you. The littles are coming out in droves. We really appreciate it. We have a special thank you to Charles W. Warren for becoming a monthly supporter. Mm. And he doesn't even have it doesn't even have a Chuck and Roxy number yet. And he just loves what we're doing. Became a monthly supporter. And he wrote in and said, I'm new to the LLPC. How do we recommend I catch up? My current method is to listen to the current podcast. And if I can, go back to number one and listen in order. I go back to the current podcast when a new one drops. Any other better ideas? I've got so much to say, but I'll spread it out in a few emails. So he literally wrote like three or four emails in a row. And it says he definitely wants to be interviewed. So, of course, we're going to get him a Chuck and Roxy number. He says, I finally feel qualified to be interviewed. I had my second email read on the show on November 8th of this year. My first email was read on the show on January 16th, 2023. I love that people keep track of these things. We do. We never forget our first, as I believe I said in David Spector's episode. And yeah, it's always great. And then he says, I'm now a monthly supporter. I'm really disappointed that I could not pick my own monthly amount. I was going to make it $5.11 a month. Not too good, but better than $4.99. I said, please consider adding $5.11 to your options. It's just too fun. Now, maybe that's what we're doing wrong, Roxy. We don't have that as an option. Maybe a lot more people would support the podcast for $5.11. Now, unfortunately, we need to come clean. Unfortunately, Charlie, we don't have that option. This is all through Anchor and Spotify. But I bet if we did get our own Patreon page, Roxy, we could probably set our own amounts.
Maybe.
Yeah. I mean, if you're really feeling and you want to contribute $5.11, you could just always go to our Venmo page, which we always do, and use the code
LLPod
and search us there. And then you can donate any amount you want for one time. And that's the one time only. If you don't like the reoccurring monthly, we so appreciate the monthly supporters, though, for the reoccurring amounts. That's so helpful to us. And we get to send out our mediocre and non-mediocre prizes and do fun things like that for the podcast. And just thank you to all the supporters. We could not do this without you. We really appreciate you. All right, Roxy, you ready?
I'm ready.
Episode 178. Here we go. Dear Choxy, I'm sorry. Now, before I start this whole thing, I should have said this. I feel like there was some miscommunication, or maybe I have to go back and listen to our previous episode because there seems to be some misinformation here. But I'm just going to read it. It says, I'm sorry, quote-unquote need toys is not a winning guess. I typed in quote-unquote Nerf on many devices, email accounts, platforms, Word, Excel, and even in a Ouija board, and none of them corrected to need. Most corrected to nerd, and one corrected to next, and another elf, but definitely not need. Now, every time he's saying need, he's spelling it K-N-E-E-D, like, you know, you need the dough.
Like eating dough, right.
Right. No. In Patrick Smith's email, it was N-E-E-D, like I need to go somewhere or I need toys. I thought that's what I said in the episode. I need toys.
Yeah.
Well, if you need toys. All right. Anyway, maybe I'm missing this. Okay. Then he goes on, all of this could have been avoided if Lewis had simply set up that Google form on time. Geez, Lewis, this will reflect on your year-end review. I'll make sure he hears that. Then again, Barbie has been in the Hall of Fame since 1998, the inaugural class, and Ken is left out in the cold a quarter of a century later. At this rate, the ancestors will have to make his speech at the induction. Also, how is the Nintendo Game Boy and Atari in, but not Nintendo? What are we even doing out here, man? What's the best thing about living in Switzerland, Roxy?
Is this a dad joke?
Just answer the question, Roxy. Let me do it again. What's the best thing about living in Switzerland?
I have no idea.
The flag's a big plus. You do get
what?
That, right? Oh, my gosh. Okay, going on. I could say something about that joke, but I'm just going to remain neutral. Episode 178, ABTAHS. We will not do better the next time unless Chuck returns home to Roxy.
See, I think that was the punchline. I think the punchline was being neutral.
No, Roxy, the flag for Switzerland is, it's a big, isn't it a white flag with a red plus?
Maybe.
I'm pretty sure. I'll look into it. Yeah. Anyway, last but not least, Lewis, roll the music. We have to say a quick goodbye to Meredith Bootsy, episode 160, who got chopped from our fantasy football league this week. Patrick Smith, Smitty Scoop, edged her out, had a near-death experience, as they call it in our league, and Meredith Bootsy is the one that gets chopped this week. She's going home. It's always sad. Thank you for playing Team Chessie's Frisbees. I guess that was the name of her. That's the name of her team. And it's always sad. But thank you for playing the Loyal Littles Podcast Fantasy Football League, and better luck next year. All right, Roxy, let's get out of here. It's been a great episode. Thank you again, John Fitzpatrick, episode 28, for coming back on for 5 mediocre minutes. Thank you, Jessica Gatch, for coming on to meet the Littles for the first time. And thank you to everyone for the contributing jingles and things like that. We just appreciate you all. Roxy, I'm almost home. Maybe one more episode without me there, and then we're going to have good times. That's all we can say.
Yes.
In the meantime, tell everyone how they can get in touch with us.
You can go to our website, loyallittlespod.com. Everything you need is over there.
And remember, if you do listen to us on Apple and iTunes, don't forget to give us a nice rate and review over there. We really appreciate it. And as always, if you need a book,
go to aaronsbooks.com.
Or if you need self-care,
go to www.modernselfcare.us.
And don't forget, that's going to run out. I believe she said that discount's going to go till the end of the year. So you only have just about a month or so to get in on that. And as always, the most important thing is, don't forget, if you are out shopping online tonight,
don't forget to
use the code.
Bye. Well, it's Florida. What do you want?
Hanging on to see what's next, but I They say turn the page. I say throw the whole book away. And be the light that sparks the flame. Then if we burn, it will be okay.
The Loyal Littles Podcast is produced by the WTFC Podcast Network and edited by Louis B. Crocco. And the Loyal Littles Podcast logo is designed and drawn by Eric Lonergan.
Too much going on.
Oh, yeah.